A new study zeroes in on those odd times when bird flocks bypass their usual winter habitats because of the climate. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
Pine siskins are small songbirds that settle sometimes outside their normal winter hangouts. Walt Koenig is a senior scientist in Cornell University's ornithology lab, and he's long wondered why this happens with pine siskins and other bird species. He suspected it was for food, but he couldn't decipher the patterns.
Some years, there are just incredible numbers of these birds, very large numbers, in places where they usually aren't. In other years, you hardly see any of them.
Biologists teamed up with atmospheric scientists about 3 years ago, and this week they published a scientific paper that helps solve the mystery. Cort Strong is a University of Utah atmospheric scientist and a lead author for the study. He says the odd migrations called eruptions are tied to big climate patterns.
It's long been thought that these climate anomalies can eventually affect seed crop size. And when the birds arrive in the fall, they look to see what the seed crop is, and if it's not large enough to support their population, they'll start to move.
The study team relied on millions of observations from Project Feeder Watch, a nationwide citizen science effort that keeps tabs on birds visiting backyard feeders during the winter. Strong says that invaluable data makes bird migration a new window on how climate patterns affect our world.
It's like sea ice in a way. It's a very visual example of how the natural system responds to climate change. We can see sea ice in decline, and certainly we can see birds at our feeder.
The study found that eruptions happen 2 to 3 years after especially harsh winters. It was published in the online proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Judy Fays, KUER News.